AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump's longtime ally, Steve Bannon, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on two counts of criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the Select House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. A law enforcement source tells the AP Bannon is expected to surrender to authorities Monday and appear in court that afternoon. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows could soon face similar charges. The chairman of the Select Committee, Congressman Benny Thompson, has called on the committee to recommend contempt of Congress charges against Meadows for refusing to comply with a subpoena. A police officer testifies Ahmaud Arbery was to be given a trespassing warning before he was shot and killed. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
At the Georgia trial of three men facing murder and other charges in the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery, a police officer testified Friday he planned to give Arbery a trespass warning for repeatedly entering a home under construction.
If you ever come back on this property for any reason whatsoever, uninvited, you will automatically be arrested for trespassing.
Linn County Police Officer Robert Rash testified he had spoken with the house's owner, who had sent video showing Arbery in the home site several times. On February 23rd, 2020, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael armed themselves and pursued Arbery in a truck after he ran past their home five doors down from the construction site. Neighbor William Roddy Bryan joined the chase and took cell phone video that included Travis McMichael shooting Arbery three times with a shotgun. Defense attorneys argue the three men suspected Arbery was a burglar and were trying to hold him for police. I'm Mike Gracia.
Three western states, California, Colorado, and Nevada, now allowing all adults to get coronavirus booster shots. The decisions come as all three states act to head off a feared surge around the end of the year holidays when more people are gathering inside. This is AP News. Some of the $92 monthly Social Security increase retirees will be getting next year will have to go to cover a $21 a month jump in Medicare Part B premiums. AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
The government says Medicare Part B premiums are going up about $21 a month next year, one of the largest increases ever. And this will gobble up a good chunk of the cost of living adjustment seniors are getting from Social Security. Medicare officials say the high cost of an Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, is responsible for about half the hike.
A year ago, an FDA advisory panel nearly unanimously voted against recommending the drug, citing flaws in Biogen studies. Despite that, the FDA approved it. A nonprofit think tank on drug pricing says the drug is at most $8,400, not $56,000, cited by Biogen. Two House committees are investigating contacts between company executives and FDA regulators. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.